Text for our sermon this morning, our Old Testament reading from Ruth chapter 1, especially these words. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives, name of one Orpah, the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died. The woman was left without her two sons and her husband. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you hear it running through these three scripture readings in Ruth, in Timothy, and in Luke? We heard it right there in the section I just read. It's evident, isn't it? Pain. Suffering. There was a great famine in Israel, and so the family picks up and moves to the foreign country of Moab, where they worship foreign gods. And then Elimelech dies, and then a matter of years later, Mahlon and Chilion die. So Naomi is left without her husband or her sons. A hallmark story, if ever there was one, isn't it? These women down on their luck, their lives filled with suffering and toil. We heard it there in 2 Timothy, didn't we? Paul is sitting in jail. Oh, remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, Paul says, for which I am suffering. Bound with chains as a criminal. What had Paul done? He told people about Jesus Christ. That's it. And for that, he was bound with chains and thrown in jail. Suffering. In our Luke reading, we've got those 10 men with leprosy, that terrible skin condition for which there literally was no cure in the ancient world. They were living away from their families, away from their community, by themselves. They can't even come close to Jesus. But they stand there at a distance, lifting up their voices and crying out for mercy. You hear the pain and the suffering in these readings. They're wonderful readings, aren't they? Because we also, in our day and in our lives, have pain and suffering. These readings teach us how to deal with it. It would have been easy for Naomi to just give up, quit. After all, she had nothing left. She didn't. She kept trusting in her God, even though there was no way she could provide for her daughters-in-law, even though Ruth clung to her tenaciously. She kept trusting that somehow, some way, her God would provide and give her a life, a hope, a future. Paul, also in Timothy, trusted. Even though he was bound with shackles in jail, he was encouraging Timothy to be faithful and to find others who would proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, even though it got Paul locked up. Don't quit, Timothy. Even if they lock you up, don't stop proclaiming Christ. Amid pain and suffering, we're taught as Christians how to live. And those lepers crying out to Jesus, isn't that exactly what we should do when we face pain or heartache or grief or loss? To come close to Jesus and cry out for mercy. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. The cry of trust and hope and faith. Those lepers knew that Jesus was their only chance for healing and salvation, their only hope to come back into their community, their only hope to be made whole amid suffering. That's exactly where we turn as Christians, to Jesus, the one who suffered for us. Amid our suffering, we turn our attention, our focus to the cross, to what Jesus did there. As he was betrayed by his own disciple, as he was accused and convicted of things he was not guilty of, as he was hung on a tree for sins he hadn't done, for your sins, mine. Jesus endured it all willingly for you, that amid your suffering you would have hope and a future and even joy. Think of the joy that Jesus had, even as he was enduring physical death, even as God the Father poured out on Jesus all of our sins and he was punished in our place. Consider the joy that Jesus had, thinking of you, the salvation that he was accomplishing for you, that you would not die, but be saved and be his eternally, and not just here on this earth, but forevermore in paradise. For the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross and the shame for you, that you would have a hope and joy, even amid suffering. Isn't that the life of the faithful? That we would endure suffering? It's what the devil wants more than anything else, isn't it? To make you suffer. When Naomi was suffering, the devil wanted her to give up her faith in God. When Paul was locked in jail, what did the devil want? That he would give up on Christ and turn his back on Jesus. When those men were afflicted with leprosy, what did the devil want? That they would be driven far from Jesus. And you, when you suffer, when the devil brings all manner of evil and suffering and torment into your life, what does he want? That you would turn your back on Jesus and believe that Jesus is a terrible God, unable to sympathize with you in your weakness. So the devil wants more than anything to tear you from Christ. But the devil doesn't know what we know, does he? That when suffering and difficulty and heartache and loss come to us, Christians, we go back to God's Word. We trust in Him more and more. We get down upon our knees and pray because we know that our God is compassionate and loving, who gives us hope and joy even amid suffering. Ruth was given a husband, Boaz, and a son. She would be the great-grandmother of the King David. Amid suffering, joy could be found. Paul, while he was in prison, kept on proclaiming the gospel of Christ, turning many from sin to see their Savior Jesus, and even encouraging Timothy, a pastor far away. What an example Paul was for Timothy. And you also, in the suffering that you endure, amid your faithful example, how many do you encourage? As you suffer with heartache and pain and loss and difficult diagnoses, and as you are faithful, others see your faith being brought to the forefront. Isn't that the way it goes? When someone suffers, you see their faith on display, and you are encouraged. There is joy in suffering. Yes, As we suffer, we are brought closer to Jesus Christ, who suffered for us, who endured for us, that we would endure here on this earth for a while in his name, that others would see our example of faithfulness and love, that the devil would be frustrated as he brings suffering into our lives, and yet you and I remain faithful. Dear Christian, as you suffer, along with Naomi, along with Paul, along with that leper, be faithful. Be faithful unto death, and so receive the crown of eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen.